dictation for, hi, this is a dictation for Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A, L-E, date of birth is 7-15-91, date of accident 5-25-2020. The date of service is 8-30-2022. Miss Angela Lee is a victim of an automobile accident where she injured in a car accident on 5-25-2022. She was T-boned on the passenger side while she was a restaurant driver of a Toyota car. Subsequent to the accident, patient started having severe headache, head injury with the various symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, nausea, vomiting, and spots in the vision, loss of vision field. In addition, patients start having severe pain in the area of lower back and neck with radiation to the right arm and right leg and posteriorly in S1S2 dermatome fashion and involvement of toes and the fingers. Currently, the patient has had various injections, treatment, almost seven of the lumbar epidural steroid injections. She has had cervical epidural steroid injection and three sacroiliac joint injections and with multiple trigger point injection, shoulder injection, knee injection, occipital nerve block, as well as injection to the right thumb. She has been undergoing an extremely good amount of physical therapy she has had. She reports almost 15-20% improvement only. And she thinks her pain is still ongoing, but now she's reporting that her pain in the neck is more right-sided, pain in the right shoulder, and also lower back is only 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Headaches are also 4, and they are only related to weather change. She is seeing a neurologist and a neuropsych. She has been asked to see a psychiatrist for anxiety issues. The pain in the right shoulder allows all the range of motions, and it is not significant. And radiation of the pain to the right arm and right leg is also very infrequent, 2 or 3 times per week. Patient didn't want any surgical intervention. She refused to go to a surgical consult. Only injection treatment she has had. Overall, the pain level is between 3 and 4, and ADLs are not affected beyond 4. And in the system review, a patient does report headaches which are less frequent, less intense, and they're not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout. They're not associated with any seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation, or lack of concentration. She does have mild lack of focus and loss of memory, for which she requires some help. There is a element of anxiety, no depression, panic, PTSD is ordered, is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient does report lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness on the right, as well as pain in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back. And there is no limited range of motion on the shoulder. And in the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel. And there's no blood in the stool, trouble swelling, and there is a severe stomach pain, she reports. In the GU, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any other trauma, and no weight loss are reported. The patient reports that she is utilizing Ultram for pain medication. Substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the following. Blood pressure is 118/59, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 6-6-2022, dictation number 0606-080. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue the medications, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day. She is also provided muscle relaxers, Calaxin 800 milligram twice a day, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, Tramadol ER 100 milligram at night for pain relief, Lidocaine ointment daily, and Imitrex tablets 9 tablets for severe headache. She is also provided with a prescription for neurology with Dr. Narayan Verma. She is prescribed a provided a prescription for neuropsych evaluation and treatment. And otherwise, the patient is quite stable. Her MAPS and labs have been reviewed. And patient is found fully compliant. Other than that, no other new treatment are needed. Thank you.